This show furnished by Vinny Tortoridge.
He's Hollywood's go-to guy for health and fitness. It's Fitness Confidential with celebrity fitness trainer Vinny Tortoridge.
Your good intentions have been stolen, and I'm here to help you get them back. Call me now at 1-800-222-5222.
Yeah, 1-800-222-5222 is the open line. You can call me right now. You're listening to Fitness Confidential. And you know what? Tonight, we have, you've already heard her voice. We call her the best voice in podcast radio, working now or any time in the history of podcasting. And folks, if you don't listen to podcast, you're a loser. You need to come over and listen to our show. We have a show, Anna Vocino and myself. Have a nice little podcast.
Nice little podcast.
Yeah, people, we've been doing it for 4 years, somewhere
four
near
and a half.
That long?
Yeah.
Over like 700 shows, right?
Yeah. It's a ridiculous amount of shows.
And when people tweet me and they go, tell me about No Sugars, No Grains, I'm like, I have 700 free podcasts. Go listen to one of those. But we give the information.
Well, the
out.
Most recent 50 are free.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Anna, she is the original co-host on that show, and, you know, we've been doing it for 4 years, and we do four shows over at VinnyTortoridge.com or at iTunes. That show is also called Fitness Confidential. Anna is on because we're going to talk about her book, Eat Happy, here tonight. It's finally out in hardback. Watch, Anna, I'm going to do this to let them know. Watch.
This is for realsies.
You hear that? That's the book right there, baby.
He is knocking on a real
book. That's a hardcover
book.
Right? I'm hitting my head with it.
Yeah, don't do
that. Oh, my God.
We want to keep those brain cells that you have left.
Gluten-free, grain-free, low-carb recipes for a joyful life.
A joyful life. Who wants an unhappy life? Not I.
Now, Anna, we're going to get into this, but you've sold what can only be considered a metric ton of these already, and the book has only been out for like 2 weeks.
And I know it's a metric ton because I paid a metric ton to have that metric ton shipped to Amazon to have the orders fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, I would love to talk to you about it, but my favorite guy, Jason. He's from Salt Lake City.
Great.
That's a place where no one gets laid and they don't drink. That's what happens.
So he's got some free time to call into radio shows.
Yeah, he just calls in every Sunday night. And he's always on, the tweets.
On the
tweeters? You know how I do the tweets?
Yeah.
Let's talk to him, and maybe he's got questions about your book. Let's get him on. Hey, Jason, you there, buddy?
Yep, I'm here.
I love me some Jason. Hey, Jason, I do the tweets all the time. Your picture is with this really hot chick. Now, how much did you have to pay her to be in the photo with you? Because there's no way she wants to be with you, right? I mean, come on.
I've had to pay her for about 9 years of support and paying for her psychiatric, really.
That's Jason trying to do radio jokes. You know, his tweets are some of the funniest tweets I get, by the way. So, Jason, your question is, are carbs... I shouldn't have taken my glasses off. Hey,
why don't you let Jason ask his question?
Yeah. Jason, ask your question. So I don't have to wear glasses.
So something I've noticed with people who like to bodybuild is they say they don't build muscle on a ketogenic diet, which is pretty much the NSNG if you follow it right.
Right.
And well, so my I clarify there, Vinny.
Well, no, I want Jason to ask the question. Just ask the whole question. So is the question, can you build muscle without having a lot of carbs? Is that what you're asking? Or do you need to like carb up in order to build muscle?
Refeed. That's my favorite term that they say. Yeah. Refeed.
Hey,
it took me like a year to figure out. They're just talking about eating.
Bro. I'm going to backload some carbs, bro.
Okay, well, nobody knows.
I'm going to refeed after my workout.
Cool.
Yeah.
That no one knows what you're talking about,
carbs.
Bro.
And
are
before
you?
I do my workout, I'm going to carb up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be huge. These biceps, They're going to have their own address.
Because,
okay?
because of refeeding?
Oh, my God. They're going to be so refed. Oh, my God.
This is what I'm saying. It just means eating. Just say the word eat.
No, they can't because they don't even work out in the gym anymore, Anna. They work out in the box.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I'm
they
going
can't
to
say
the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, the only place you went, like if you had to go to the bathroom, you went to the can.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to hit the can. I'm going to hit the head. If you went to the gym, it's like, I'm going to go to the gym, pump some iron. No, not anymore. I got to go to the box. And then after I get in the box, I'm going to refeed.
Oh, refeeding.
Refeed. Jason, look, the question is complex, and this is one I'm glad you're asking here because I can't answer it on the tweets because they only give me 140 characters. But
yeah.
Here's the deal.
Folks like to ask really long answered questions over Twitter.
Yeah. Can you reprint War and Peace for me here on Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. But to answer your question, Jason, the amount of carbs you need to maintain homeostasis, you can get from eating vegetables. All this overcarbing and eating grains, oh, you got to have grains before you go for a run. I train ultra athletes. Do you know what ultra athletes are? Jason, you know what an ultra athlete is, right?
Yeah, someone who can run or jog or do whatever for longer than I could.
Yeah, for like 24 hours, 36 hours, just running like a crazy person. I train a lot of those people. Guess what they don't have to do? They don't have to carb up. I was with Tony Patera last year out in Death Valley. He ran 135 miles from Death Valley all the way to the top of the portal at Mount Whitney. The race is called the Badwater 135 in the heat. I handed him every bit of food he ate for that whole 35 and a half hours he was out there.
What did he eat, Vinny?
He ate salami.
I'm sorry, what did he refeed with, bro?
He didn't refeed, bro. He ate.
Okay, good.
Like a normal human being.
Good.
Like every other animal. You think in the animal kingdom, you think a lion refeeds? No, a lion doesn't refeed. They eat.
Yeah.
They eat a gazelle, whatever they get their hands on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Snacks.
That's the way they eat. Anyway, Tony, I gave him some olives because he's Italian. You know how the Italians, they like their olives.
Oh, we like our olives, yes.
I gave him some avocado.
Nice.
I gave him some cold cuts when he wanted the cold cut. I would wrap it with the cheese and give it to him.
Was he running and then like eating while he's running?
Oh, yeah, that's how they do.
They don't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Like sit down and have a nice meal.
No.
No, they run and eat their snacks.
As a matter of fact, Tony, you know, some people will sit. You know, like every 4 or 5 hours, they'll sit like on the edge of the car or something. You can't get too relaxed because then your body shuts down.
Yeah.
But they'll sit on the edge of the car. Tony stays on his feet the entire 36 hours.
My goodness.
Now, Tyru, you're in the booth. Pick up your line, babe. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, when was the last time you stood for 36 hours nonstop?
Do you want the truth or the lie?
I want the truth.
You know that didn't happen anytime.
It doesn't happen.
Ever.
When you're as hot as Tyru, you don't have to stand.
No, she doesn't.
You could just sit and watch Housewives of Beverly Hills all day, right, Tyru?
Don't tell them about my business.
What are you watching now? Housewives of where?
Of Dallas.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, honey. I
binge
watch.
Like,
yeah.
I don't really watch these things, and it's just cool to watch women from different cities and what they find funny.
Get drunk and fight.
No, yeah. That's all they do.
How about Leanne? She's out of her mind, right?
Oh, you actually, Anna, you know these people?
I've seen every single Housewives of every franchise, please.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Right,
well, I never joke about Housewives.
Well, hang on. Tyru, we're talking to you after the break. You just hang on. We got some talking to do. Jason, did we answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not quite certain? So, all right, here's what you got to do. Number one, you got to don't worry about overcarbing. Don't worry about refeeding your carbs. Heck, I can make a better argument for after you work out, don't have any carbs for a while. Let your body get used to burning its own fat.
Ooh.
How about them apples?
How about that?
And guess
apples?
What? You don't need carbs to build muscle because guess what builds muscles? Anna, you want to take this one? It's protein. Yeah, protein. Thank you, Anna. Jesus.
I just make the food pretty and taste good.
Oh, and by the way, folks, if you want, Jason, do you have her book yet? I think you do, right? Jason?
What? Jason.
Jason. All right, wait.
Jason?
Jason?
Jason.
Jason, what I'm going to do, we're going to go to break here in just a minute. Okay, what I want you to do while we're on break, Tyru is going to put you back on hold, and I want you to go to Amazon, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to VinnieTortorese.com first,
amazing.
Click through the Amazon banner. It puts a little coal in my fire, gets my train down the track, I want you to do that and then buy the book, Eat Happy, and then we will talk about your experience of doing this right after this break. Folks, we're at Talk Radio, 790 KABC. You can call us just like Jason did, 1-800-222-5222. We'll be back right after this.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-700-1821. That's 1-800-700-1821.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 369-369.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals in the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 369-369. Again, that's CLASS to 369-369.
The Kings' 50th season is underway.
Heading Jet Royale, Convoy Flat, and Frenchie Lemieux for the Kings.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Tuesday afternoon, the Kings face off against the Minnesota Wild for Game 1 of their two-game road trip. Coverage gets underway at 4:30 with Inside Kings Hockey.
Kings Hockey.
Kings. Wild. Tuesday at 4:30 on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Hey, guys, all right, here we go. Let's avoid the P word, please. Take one.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll find out how many more Trump women were grabbed in the collar by Gloria Allred and dragged out to a press conference.
Sorry about that, John.
Live and local, right after Psycho Mike and Dr. Drew on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
is the number you can call. We were talking to Jason right before the break, and he was supposed to go off and buy a book on Amazon by clicking through VinnieTortorese.com, but that didn't happen yet. No. We actually lost the call, so hopefully we will get him back.
He does not want to buy the book.
I think he wants to buy the book. I think he got a little confused, and he's going to call back, Anna.
No, I feel like this is a passive-aggressive Salt Lake City thing. Like, he was upset that we said that about Salt Lake City,
No, this guy, he's a joker. I know the guy. I see him on Twitter. But you know who's not a joker? Let's see what David's saying. It's David's in Baton Rouge. David, you're on with Vinny and Anna. How you doing?
Hello, Vinny. I didn't call really to speak to you. I just wanted to talk to Anna.
Oh, hi.
Oh, in that case, Anna, take it away.
Because she's the best voice in podcasting.
You know, podcast radio working now or any time in the history of podcasting. You got to say it right, David. Come on.
And she has the lungs to match. I don't know.
David's an old-time fan, then, if he has, if he knows that quote.
Which one? Which
he
one
says, and she's got the lungs to match.
Oh, that is. Now,
that's
David,
old school.
Do you go way back, or do you, or is it because you went back and bought the old podcast and listened to those? How do you know that quote?
I subscribed to the Libsyn thing where you go back and you listen to everything from episode one.
Got it. So you have a question for Anna tonight.
Yeah. What's the difference, Anna? This just came up on Facebook today, but it comes up again and again. What's the difference between wild rice and plain rice? White rice.
Plain rice? Are you in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
Because there's a good Facebook group. I know you don't own it, but it has your name on it.
Yeah,
Vinny.
It's called Vinny Tortorich's No Sugars, No Grains.
Yeah.
And I'm a member like everyone else.
Yeah.
It used to be owned by Lonnie Beauchamp, but he's gone somewhere and been replaced by his brother Alan.
Really?
Good old Alan Beauchamp.
Yep. There you go.
That's what we
I had
to
no
call
idea
him.
That it passed hands again.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew? So.
Okay, the difference between, let me ask you this, because you know, I know that Vinny's going to want to clarify the no sugars, no grains, because everybody always asks, what about rice? What about white rice? Well, the difference is,
what about quinoa?
I can't do the quinoa thing here. I guess I could say F quinoa, right? I could say that. That's cool.
Yeah, he's nodding. He's nodding. That's all right.
Yeah, whenever I do my show, they sit in a booth with their finger on a button.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're sitting there going,
waiting.
At some point, look at that. I see the muscle in his bicep tensing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
You can tell his tattoo just went
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the difference between wild rice and white rice is that white rice is rice and wild rice is a grass.
Yeah. And you're supposed to smoke grass, not eat it.
That's
number
right.
one. But of course, some people eat it nowadays. They put it in brownies. But in this case, you don't want to eat it because here's the thing. Yeah, you know, technically it's not a grain. It's a seed. It's a grass.
Quinoa's a seed. Wild rice is a grass.
But here's the thing: it all becomes a carby mess if you have too much. It will cause it won't cause much of a glucose spike, but it will cause a glycogen load, which is actually more insidious in this situation than you know, anything else. So you got to watch how much of that you eat. Does that answer it for you, Dave? David.
Hello. Yeah, you cut off for a minute there.
Oh, well, I'm back. We're back. 1-800-222-5222. You can also call. David, did we answer that question for you?
Yeah, you did. I mean, my personal feeling is if I substitute something with something else to you know, like the tofurkey thing. It's defeating the whole purpose of it. Why don't you just go find something that's good to eat, like broccoli or kale?
Well, you
let
can
me
make
tell you, now, hang on, Anna. Now he's got me upset.
Cauliflower rice. Why wouldn't you just make cauliflower rice and then you're eating cauliflower?
No. The only reason people eat tofurkey is because they want to have fake turkey.
Right.
It's tofu looking like turkey.
And it tastes bloody awful.
Guess what? If you want to denounce meat, why do you want to have things that are shaped like meat? Oh, look, tofurkey tastes just like turkey. Guess what? How about you just eat some turkey? It's available.
But they do it with the chicken nuggets and the pressed patties and the things, all shaped like bacon, faking bacon and all that stuff.
I don't want to hear that. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it upsets me.
Yeah.
Because they're going, oh, I don't want to eat anything with a face, right? I can't eat anything with a face. Guess what? It already died. You might as well eat it. You don't want it to go to waste. Speaking of waste, folks, if you're going to go to the bathroom.
I love your segues. He's standing up right now, people.
You need to use a squatty potty.
You do.
Why do I need to go to the bathroom?
Say again?
Like I need to go to the bathroom.
All of a sudden?
Yeah. I talked about waste and bathroom. David, you got to keep up with these jokes. Let me put David on hold. He's bothering me. Okay. Here's the thing. You want to use a squatty potty, Anna.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they've been advertising with us forever plus a day.
Mm-hmm.
And squatty potty is the best product out there, right?
Absolutely.
Tell people how it works, Anna.
When you go to the bathroom and you go to a regular bathroom, let's say you're doing a regular number two and you don't have a squatty potty, sometimes you can feel like it's not complete, like you have to do a million wipes, like it's a mess down there. You do a squatty potty, whoosh.
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 Like the Nike whoosh.
Like the Nike whoosh.
Let me tell you something. The squatty potty, you know, Bobby Edwards, the guy who invented it, by the way, it was on Shark Tank and the whole thing. It was a big deal, Anna.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You get on a squatty potty, right? and your knees are up in the right position. It's like you're squatting in the woods. I used
exactly.
to think.
Exactly.
I don't know. All the camping I did, the hunting, you know, chasing down animals for days out in the woods, mountain climbing, the whole thing. I did a lot of squatting in the woods, and I looked down and go, it seems like there's more here than when I do it in the toilet. But then I figured, it's because it's on the ground, it's not in the water. Maybe it's some kind of, you know, illusion of what. No. When you're in the right position, like, more comes out.
Like water prisms are tricking you.
Yeah, something weird is happening. But here's what you could do. You go to VinnieTortoreese.com, or you could go straight to Squatty Potty. Either way, go straight to Squatty Potty. Order, Anna, how many bathrooms you got in your house?
Two.
Okay, you need three.
Yeah, that's what I had to do that because I had to give one to you.
Yeah.
And then I've since had to order more to give them to other people.
And then after that, I got one for every bathroom. We have three bathrooms, and I figured out always keep an extra hanging around because they're so cheap. And when I say cheap, I mean inexpensive. Because people come stay at your house and they'll go, what was that thing I was using? You hand them one as a gift. It's the best thing ever.
It's the best.
Yeah.
We love Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty.
But you got to use the discount code at checkout, Vinny15.
Yeah.
V-I-N-N-I-E-1-5. Vinny15, and you're going to get 15% off your order. So do it.
And if the order's over $50, guess what?
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Mm-hmm. Plus you get the thing. And this.
Do you see Jeff?
Yeah, but wait, hang on. I want to go back to Jason. Hey, Jason, did you go and order your Anna Vocino book yet?
I wish I could. I'm right in the middle of grocery shopping right now.
It's called a smartphone.
Wait,
hang up with us and
order
it.
Hang on. Are you grocery shopping at the store, or are you doing it on Amazon?
I'm actually at the store right now.
Okay, we're going to hang up on you. Hopefully you'll call back before the end of this hour so we can hear you buying the book on the air, okay?
I will try.
Don't use your data calling us. Use your data to order the book.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff.
He's no longer number one fan, by the way, unless
he's
orders
number
that
two.
Book. Yeah.
Speaking of Squatty Potty. Okay. We're talking to Jeff in Van Nuys. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Vinny. How's it going?
Good, man.
Anna, how are you?
Hi.
Big fans. I'm a big fan of the podcast as well. So.
Oh, cool.
Really enjoy what
awesome.
You got to do. Hey, Benny, so here's the deal. I'm in my mid-40s. I eat pretty good. I'm in decent shape. I'm a lean guy, but I'm going to be attending one of the law enforcement academies, so it's going to be tons of push-ups, calisthenics, a lot of running. And I'm just wondering the best way at this age to sort of build good fitness. And, like, the thing I'm concerned about is connective tissue stuff, right, like the itises. Tendonitis,
okay, all right, hang on. Are you talking on a cell phone right now?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Put the cell phone on the floor.
Yeah.
And I want you to drop and give me 10, and I want them to be military-style push-ups. Now, put it on the floor, and then I want you to get over it and count them out for us.
Not a problem.
All right. We need to see. And I'm talking, you got to get your boobs on the floor and then get those elbows locked, and I don't want to hear fast ones. I want them nice and slow. Tell me when you're ready.
8, 9, and 10.
That fast?
What?
Yeah.
And you're not even out of breath?
No.
Oh, you can make the academy. I've seen some of these fat cops around L.A. You're in like Flint. But here's the thing. You're 40 years old. You're going into the academy. Wait a minute. I thought they were doing a lot of women in the academy now.
Well, they still have men, too.
Yeah, but
it's everybody now.
Affirmative action. Are they doing all that stuff here in L.A.?
They're
accepting women? That would be weird.
No.
40-year-old men. We got a bunch of kids coming out of high school. Why are you taking a job away from a high schooler?
I want Jeff to protect. He lives near me. I see where you live, Jeff. You live near me. You could protect. You could save me one day.
All right. Hopefully, I might get assigned to that area.
So. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, are you good at shooting a gun? Because I could take you out to the range and show you a couple of tricks.
Oh, no, I've got myself a nice H&K 45 USP compact. I'm good. So.
Yeah, Anna, that's a Heckler & Koch. It's a type of gun. Yeah.
Okay, guns. Guns.
I'm just going to twirl my hair while you guys talk about guns. All right, here's what we're going to do. Jeff, I want you to hang on the line because I really want to answer your question, but because we got to go to break and everything, they make me break. So in a couple of seconds, I got to break. Folks, if you too want to learn something from me or Anna tonight, you can call me at 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-KABC.
Yeah, I want to hear the answer to this question.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
And we're going to be right back with Jeff right after this break.
Now.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hey, it's Doug McIntyre. And believe it or not, it's already October. Which means you've gone about 10 months ignoring your New Year's resolution to exercise and be more charitable. But it's not too late. Register to walk with me, my wife Penny Pizer, and the rest of Team KABC at this year's AIDS Walk Los Angeles, Sunday, October 23rd at Grand Park in downtown LA. Do something good for yourself and for others. Join Team KABC in the walk or simply donate today. For more information, go to kabc.com. See you downtown.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
You can call us now at 1-800-222-5222. We were talking to Jeff.
Yeah.
Your question was basically about, you know, being 40 years old, going into the academy, you want to be in tip-top shape to protect and to serve. I know that because it's written on the side of the cruisers. I see it all the time. So
there you go.
What are you worried about? Are you falling apart already, or what's the deal?
No, I mean, look, I've always been in good shape. I train up really quick, even still at this age. My concern is with the constant repetition kind of stuff, with the running, the constant calisthenics, is trying to do whatever supplemental stuff I can do now to make, keep the connective tissue healthy so I don't end up with tendonitis and bursitis and all that kind of stuff.
You know, that's a good question, because a lot of times when you're doing repetitious exercise, like running or riding a bike, where you're using the same muscles, the same tendons, the same everything over and over, you know, you can get burnout, you can end up getting some tendonitis. But if you take it easy going in, you know, right. we all have that Rocky Balboa music playing in our head. You know, we have it, and we think everything's going to be like a Rocky music. And I can almost hear it right now. Adrian! Adrian! So we have that music in our head all the time, and we think that, oh, when I go for a run, I'm going to beat Apollo Creed next time. we think that every single time we go out for a run, it's got to be like an A number one run. We got to get out there. You understand what I'm saying, Anna?
Yeah. Yes.
No, you can go out there. You can walk. I tell people all the time, zone two training is the best thing to do. You're 40 years old, right? Your zone two is going to be somewhere between 140 and 145 beats per minute on your heart rate. That means you can almost be in a walk jog and get there, and you'll get into better shape than a guy that you see sprinting down the road, right? Life is not a Rocky movie. It doesn't work that way. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense, yeah.
And give your body time to rest. Rest, and if you start to feel anything coming on, ice. Ice, baby. Right?
And then what, just real quick, I mean, is glucosamine, chondroitin, that stuff at this age, is it worth getting or trying some of that stuff or as a preventative, as a prophylactic, or is that just a waste of time and money?
He said prophylactic.
I know what that means.
And robbers and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing about that. That stuff works, but here's the thing. It doesn't work like Advil works. You know, you take Advil, a couple hours later, you feel better, right? If you're going to take glucosamine, chondroitin, and that kind of thing, hyaluronic acid, you have to take it for long periods, nonstop, two, three months.
And the nice stuff will run you.
Yeah, the really good stuff is going to cost you some money.
And I would also say take it with food because I've made that mistake of not taking it with food.
No, you got to take it with food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of stuff, why take it until you get a problem? If you have a problem, start taking it, you know, and eventually
but
your problem is going to go away.
But it's not going to prevent a problem is what he
said. Yeah, it's not going to stop a problem from coming on.
Okay, very good. And I ordered the book during the commercial break.
Jeff, you are now number one.
Hey now.
Jason's out. Jeff is in. Plus, Jeff's going to protect me.
Jeff, thank you. You and your H&K, we'll be looking for you out there.
Thanks,
remember,
Jeff.
And thank you for your service, sir.
Not yet, but hopefully I make it all the way through. Appreciate
You'll make it,
guys.
Through. I got faith in you.
And hey, everybody out there, make sure you follow these two people on Twitter. Lots of free, fantastic information.
Yeah, we are
that's
out
our
there.
That's our second part-time job is answering questions on Twitter.
For free.
There you go. All right, thanks, guys. I really appreciate
thanks, Jeff.
It.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, Anna, you know what? Let's just go to another call.
Let's do it.
We got John in Rosemead. John, what's in Rosemead? I need to know what's in Rosemead. I hear Rosemead all the time. What is this place?
There's some gyms and some nice places there.
It's a very nice named place.
Wait a minute. Yeah. The first thing I'm going to ask you, what's in Rosemead? You're going to start with gyms? That's where you're going to go?
I go to the gym. I work out every single day.
I think John spends a lot of time at the gym.
I was hoping he'd tell me where the good strip joints were.
Does Rosemead have the good strip joints?
Oh, yeah, we got gyms and churches.
Asking for a friend.
Come on. Yeah.
No, I do. I do work out every single day. I haven't taken a day off in over 2 years, and I'm fine. I'm just fine. I've only been injured a couple times. I've climbed Mount Whitney. I've climbed Mount Baldy with very little water both times. But now I'm like really dialing in my diet. I weigh and measure my food. I drink two smoothies a day. I use a Squatty Potty. I got one for Christmas. I use that just about every day. And I am a junkie, 100% workout junkie.
You don't say.
All right. Say again?
Listen, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I have a wife and grandkids. I'm 48.
Do you need a girlfriend?
You have a wife and grandkids? You sound like you're
at
22.
48, he sounds like a kid. I'm running up Rosemead Hill. I'm going up Mount Whitney. You should see me.
Yes.
I crested Everest with no oxygen and no water. Yeah, I just ate some snow on the way up.
I was just fat adapted. That's what got me a Sherpa. I ate the Sherpa. Everything was fine.
That's how I stay in ketosis. I ate two Sherpas on the way up. I had another Sherpa on the way down. And he's got a wife, and he's a grandfather.
Yeah, Everest is my Everest someday. Someday Everest will
Yeah,
happen.
You need to do that, John. So, it sounds like John will go to any length to avoid his family, and I'm proud of him for that.
He's running away from that family. Yeah.
No, I love my family. My family loves me, and I was at 235 pounds at one time, and then I decided to join a CrossFit gym, and I never looked back.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 46 years ago.
Great.
So 42.
I like hearing that.
So,
because people think they can't change their bodies after 40. You know what I mean?
I changed my body completely.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I have an 8-pack now. So
wow. Show off. Braggart. Yeah. Look at you with the 8-pack.
I have a 1/2-pack. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see it. Can I see it?
No.
Come on.
No.
Show me something.
Not gonna
you never
happen.
Show me anything.
I know, I
We've
don't.
Been working together 4.5 years. I see nothing.
I know.
Jesus.
Well, part of us working together doesn't involve us showing each other's naked bodies.
Come on, Alan. I showed you my stomach one day.
You did?
I did.
And your chest.
Yeah, it was hot, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was sexy, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh, 54 years old of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, old Italian man going, look at this.
Oh, Jason just called back.
We'll get Jason on the line. But
Jason, by the way, let me just say this. Toby tweeted me saying all the stores are closed in Salt Lake City tonight. So,
exactly.
Jason, if I'm catching you in a lie, hang up that phone
now. Gotta, Jason, just hang up. If you're lying, buddy, I want to see that line go blank right now. Oh, he's not hanging up. Oh, look at that. So you're worried about the metallic taste in your mouth. I'm reading your message. Finally, I'm reading your message here. I never got past rosemary.
John's in ketosis, and is there anything that to eat that will eliminate the metallic taste?
I don't know what metallic taste. What are you talking about?
I remember doing, like, going so low carb and doing, like, basically the induction phase of Atkins. Or if you go low carb to get into ketosis, you could. That's one of the side effects. You could get the metallic mouth. But usually it's supposed to wear off. How long have you been in ketosis?
I would say about a week or two.
Oh, it should wear off.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, look, you're going to go through some bad breath period and all that. Your wife's going to go, but just
make
go.
Sure you're having a lot of chicken broth. You can add some extra sea salt to it as well. Just make sure you're...
That's perfect. Chicken broth with some sea salt.
Drink it.
Yeah.
I making it and then walk around with a mug of it.
You know what, Jason? Did you get Anna's book? You did, right? You bought it. You're the one that said you bought it during the break? Jason? Who am I talking to?
John,
I'm sorry. Did you buy the book?
No, I haven't bought any book.
Okay, go get Anna Vocino's book, Eat Happy. You could get that on Amazon. Just go straight to Amazon. That would be crazy. You can
get
the
recipe for the best chicken broth on the planet's in there.
Bone broth, they call it these days, but
it's chicken broth.
Go get that book. Trust me, because that's not the only recipe in there. There's thousands or hundreds.
Or 154.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around.
It has a recipe for homemade chicken broth where you get the bones and all that.
Oh, yeah. You get that. Everything is in there. Were you kidding me? Anna did not mess around. When she put this book together, she found every great recipe that she could, and she made it better.
Well,
right?
I made everything. Everything is no sugars, no grains, except for 8 dessert recipes at the end, which have a little bit, just the tiniest bit, but the rest is to be eaten on a daily basis so you can stay in ketosis and you can do, if you want to, you don't have to. You could make it higher carb. You could add a sweet potato in, whatever you guys want to do, but it's definitely sugar-free and grain-free.
Okay.
There you have it, buddy. Go get that book.
Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it.
Call back. We love hearing from you, buddy.
Call us after you've summited Everest. Great.
Yeah. All right, Anna.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Jason?
Hello?
You there?
Jason, listen up.
All right.
We've had a dubious tweet from one Toby. She said that the stores are closed in Salt Lake City tonight. So I want to know, what's the real story?
Yeah. Were you actually shopping?
I was literally at the store that closes around midnight tonight. I was there shopping. Now I'm at home at my computer, and I can't find your Amazon banner.
What are you talking about?
Jason, you know what?
Jason, how can you not find my Amazon banner?
Is it at the top there?
No.
I love that Jason keeps calling in for us to just yell at him.
Yeah, Jason, look down the right side of the page.
The right side of the page?
Yeah, and it's going to say Amazon somewhere.
A-M-A-Z.
Yeah, shop now or something like that.
Help. Amazon,
there it is.
Hey, you hear that clicking, Anna?
Yeah.
That's everybody turning their radios off right now while Jason looks for an Amazon banner.
If you have questions, call us at 1-800-222-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. We will actually answer questions. If your name is Jason and you're from Salt Lake City, we're going to make you buy a book.
Yeah, Jason. No,
Everybody else will answer your question.
Jason, are you there? Are you finding it yet? Did you click through yet?
I have found it. I have added my cart. I have one more question here.
Oh boy,
right.
Here we go.
Ask away.
Go on.
He's not gonna hit final purchase until he asks the question.
Yeah, go on.
Vinny, do you really think my tweets are that funny?
Do I think what? Your tweets are that funny?
Do you think I'm really that funny?
Scale of 1 to 10, you run about a 6, which is good on Twitter.
If you have to ask Jason,
Jason,
you might want to punch up your tweets. I'm just saying.
Just work on them over there. No, Jason, they're pretty good. I like your tweets because it shows that you listen to my show, my podcast show. Jason, what's that noise in the background?
Weeping. It sounds like weeping.
It sounds like my children not wanting to go to bed.
Yeah, well, then there you go. It's weeping.
Yeah, Jason, here's what you do. Put just a little bourbon in their bottle. It works every time, I swear.
But just the bourbon.
Yeah, just a little bourbon. Don't mix it with milk or anything. That dumbs it down. Okay, Jason, thank you for buying the book. Thank you for clicking through my banner.
Thank you very much, Jason.
1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. Call us now. We will pick up your call. Anna's here. I'm here. We'll be on for another 15 or so minutes. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This isn't just a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-661-2231. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so small and discreet, most people won't even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-661-2231. That's 1-800-661-2231. 1-800-661-2231.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. And press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
The King's 50th season is underway.
Heading Jet Royale, Cowboy Flat, and Frenchie Lemieux for the King's.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Tuesday afternoon, the Kings face off against the Minnesota Wild for Game 1 of their two-game road trip. Coverage gets underway at 4:30 with Inside Kings Hockey.
Kings Hockey.
Kings. Wild. Tuesday at 4:30 on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, King, go!
790 KABC.
One 800-222-5222 is the number to call in. By the way, folks, I do a show that is a live show, 90 minutes. I do them at comedy clubs, even though I'm not a comedian. We just had a sellout audience in Pasadena at the Pasadena Ice House.
Yeah, we did.
We're taking that show on the road on October 27th. You could come and meet me live. I will sign anything that you bring. You could bring my book, Fitness Confidential. People bring the T-shirts from the website. Anything you bring, I have a Sharpie. I will sign it. And here's the thing. It's the only time you can go to a comedy store and or any kind of comedy place and talk to the guy on stage,
yeah,
and they won't get mad and kick you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's okay to heckle.
I'm going to answer your question.
Yeah.
don't heckle me, but ask a real question. And by the way, that's the Irvine Improv, October 27th.
Yep.
Be there or be square. Anna will be opening the show, the comedy stylings of Anna
Mochino.
I will
be doing comedy for the opening.
But Anna, you're about to lose your job because Tyrue might get a job doing that.
Because she's doing impersonations of you.
Yeah.
That's a very narcissistic thing to you. Only you would find that funny.
No, she was like, you're like an old Italian guy in the booth. Tyrue, pull your line up.
Tyrue, he is an old Italian guy.
He is, but he like acts it up as if, you know, it's like you have that uncle that you always make fun of when you were a child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you
That's
act
uncle
like
Vinny.
Him when you're older and then you don't know you're doing it. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. And one day you're going to leave here and you're going to act like Vinny and you're going to be like, what happened in my life?
You know, I don't have time for you yet because let me talk to this guy right here. Hey, Dan from Irvine, you're on the line. Dan? Hello?
Hello, Vin.
There you are. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. Great to talk to you and Anna.
Hi.
Do you listen to the podcast regularly, or are you...
I do, and I was a part of your group. We had dinner together.
I remember Dan.
When we crewmen up in L.A.
Oh, you're that Dan. Okay.
Are you coming to the improv?
Dan gave me
Irvine?
A hat.
My wife and I have our tickets already.
Yay.
Ready to go.
Yeah, and you're going to be asking questions and everything, so I don't have to create a show and do anything?
We'll do our best.
I appreciate it.
I'll create my.
You know who else is going to be at the show?
Who?
Anna Sadat Jew.
Oh, I know. She's flying
in. Yeah. We got people flying in from Michigan to see that show. Can you believe that?
It's going to be fun.
The last time we had somebody from Jersey, this time Michigan. Yeah.
What's your question, Dan?
Well, I've been SNG for a while and lost a good 50, 60 pounds.
Which
I
is crazy
struggle.
To me because I've seen you in person and you're a lean guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still struggle with polishing off a bag of cheese every now and then or other compulsive behaviors.
A bag of cheese?
I figured in all your years, Vinny, you've worked with lots of people that have problems sort of starting something and then, finishing it off.
Cheese doesn't come in a bag.
Yeah, that's what I want. Are you eating the shredded cheese in a bag?
What are you eating?
Who makes cheese in a bag?
Bag cheese.
Any kind of cheese. Your people out there know what I'm talking about.
Cheese in a bag. Who in
but
the
you
studio
specifically
heard of cheese
said
in a bag?
Cheese in a bag. Like, you didn't say just cheese. You said cheese in a bag.
Everybody in the other room, they're shrugging their Cheetos. That's about the only thing, right?
No that, shredded that cheese. Like the shredded anything. Cheese that you sprinkle on stuff.
Are you putting,
cheese
Dan,
in a bag.
Are you eating shredded cheese?
Sure, yes.
All right, that's
well, you know what you can do with the shredded cheese?
Throw it away?
No. We get the nice kind.
Give it to your dog.
And then you can do it in a pan and make a disc, a cheese disc.
Or you could just
that's a recipe and eat happy. It's good.
Oh, here's the thing, Dan. You can grow up and eat regular cheese. How about
just
that?
Buy a block of cheese.
Yeah.
A brick of cheese, as
I'm
it were.
I'm being mean to Dan.
I know.
He's
Dan,
a big fan. And he gave me a hat, Anna.
He gave you a hat, so be nice.
Yeah, I wear his hat all the time.
But he
it comes with my bald spot.
In our defense, he said bag of cheese. That threw us a bit.
I know. I never heard of a bag of cheese.
So you're asking how do you deal with compulsive eating when you can't.
It can be a block. It can be a bag. We can take it in any form.
You're finishing the cheese is your point.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, I got to say, there is an emotional component to this stuff. And when you do eat things when you're hungry, sometimes you don't even realize you're full. That's why you should be having more fat because the fat
I'm
will tell you more quickly.
I need to eat. Really, Anna? Are we doing that? Are you
doing this right now?
I broke up with my boyfriend. I need a pint of ice cream. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that.
What are you talking
about?
But
I would venture to say that if you stopped for a second and asked why you were finishing a bag of cheese.
I'm trying to figure out why someone would buy cheese in a bag.
I guarantee you there would be something that make you go, oh, I'm feeling super anxious. And it's either finish this bag of cheese or go move to the ice cream.
All right, Dan, here's the thing. By next week, I want you to call back next Sunday night. And I want you to tell me that you've gone past eating cheese in a bag. That's all I need to hear from you.
He's from Irvine. He's from a nice place.
They got real
he
food
can get
over
real
there in Irvine.
He can get a wheel of cheese, this guy.
Yeah. Anna.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are making me regret that I picked up the phone to call. So.
That's what we're doing to people tonight.
Hey Dan. When you eat a lot of cheese, sometimes you get blocked up a little bit. You know what you need?
Are we doing another squatty potty?
Oh, yet? Yeah. I got to do two every show.
Oh, okay.
Squatty
right,
potty.
Go for it.
You got to get yourself a squatty potty. Anna, when I go into an ad, don't ask me why I'm doing an ad.
I just was like, what?
What? Another
no.
squatty potty ad. Look,
well,
folks,
that's all right. You made fun of me for emotional stuff, so I got you back.
Let me explain. Listen, Dan, if you're going to eat bags and bags of cheese, you're going to get a little
locked
up.
You better get that squatty potty.
That squatty potty is what you need.
Do you have a squatty potty, Dan?
Of course I do.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Right?
Dan's a tall guy. I bet you his knees are somewhere near his ears.
Definitely near his ears.
Yeah, because he's not short.
No.
I've met him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just imagining what Dan looks like going to the bathroom right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to sit with that visual
with
for a second.
With the knees around his ears and the squatty potty. Folks, you got to get the squatty potty. And if you want to save money on it, go to VinnyTortoise.com or go straight to SquattyPotty.com.
Yeah.
But when you get to checkout, put in the promo code Vinny15, Vinny15. And don't spell Vinny with the wimpy Y.
No.
Because it doesn't work there. You got to spell it V-I-N-N-I-E, 15, 15% off your entire order, SquattyPotty.com. And by the way, since I'm shilling stuff over here right now, go straight to Amazon.
Yeah.
Go to VinnyTortoise.com first, then go to Amazon. Get Eat Happy.
It's a good book.
Eat Happy, best book in the world. Tyru's getting one tonight. I see it. She's clicking around back there. She's going to buy one, right, Tyru?
Yep, right on it.
Look at her.
Don't you hear the clicking right now?
Yeah, listen to her. She's typing over there. She's getting a squatty potty and Eat Happy.
Yeah. You know what you could do? You could use the bathroom, use your squatty potty, and then read which recipe you're going to make that night for dinner.
And then get your tickets to the Irvine Improv the way Dan did.
You've got to.
Listen, Dan is the world's biggest fan because he's got the squatty potty, he's got the tickets to Irvine.
We have 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear your take on what to do with compulsive eating.
Stop eating. No.
I mean, I'm serious.
Listen,
it's usually
one of the problems with compulsive eating. Look, if you know, Dr. Drew talks about this all the time on the same network.
Dr. Drew would say there's an emotional component to it as
well. There's a definite emotional component to it.
So you were just teasing me there. You're not trying to be.
Anna,
I want to be clear because people don't know us yet. They're getting
right.
used to the show.
You're right. They don't really know us. The bottom line is there is a component, an emotional eating component. Dr. Drew can help you with that. Dan, call Dr. Drew tomorrow between 12 and 3, and he can help you with that part of your problem. We're here to help everybody.
I love Dr. Drew.
Oh, Dr. Drew is the best.
I love every show we do. I'm going to talk about how much I love Dr. Drew.
Yeah, every time you come in, I want you to talk about Dr. Drew.
God, I love that man.
That's not emasculating to me at all. With
him.
His big, giant biceps like
Popeye. Oh, my God, he's so good looking.
He's got huge biceps. You guys ever see his biceps?
He's ripped.
They're huge. Tyru, what do you think of Dr. Drew? He's hot, right? Come on.
That's kind of weird to say. Yeah, he's over there feeding us all these intellectual things and addiction and stuff like that. So he's not really look at biceps.
Oh, but you should, though.
You know,
it's that he knows the thing is about addiction, but then also has the biceps.
Yeah, but that's what makes him hot. You know who else is hot? That Jillian Barbary. She's on the station now.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
I was looking at a picture outside. I went, she's holding up pretty good.
She's beautiful. Absolutely.
I can use some of that.
No.
Yeah. Really?
We'll see.
Which mic is she normally on? Mine or that one? She's on the other one?
Yeah!
I will go over and sniff that mic right now.
Right now,
Anna.
I'm making out with Jillian Barbary's mic.
That's the Jillian Barbary mic. Oh my God. Do you see a lipstick on there or anything?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Look at it. Let me see that seat, Anna. Stand up. Oh, yeah. That's where Jillian sits. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I'm rubbing my butt.
All right,
all
folks,
over
you
it.
Know what to do. Go check out what we have going at the Irvine Improv. I want to thank Dan for calling. I want to thank Jason. I want to thank David Hoddle. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. Thank you guys for calling in. What, Anna? What are you saying?
Thank you, Dan. I can't do anything. I'm trying.
No,
to...
you can't control it, Anna. See, I can control it, but you can't.
There it is.
Yeah,
I swear
there
it was
go.
So much background noise.
You didn't do it. Tyru did it.
I know. Oh, and I know I didn't do it. I'm sitting
thank
here pressing
Tyru for
buttons.
Being on the show, too. Folks.
Thanks, Tyru.
All right. You know what to do. Go get some Irvine Improv tickets. Get Anna's book, Eat Happy. Go to Amazon. You will love this book. Check us out next week. My name is Vinny Tortorich. You've been listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Stay tuned. I think Dr. D is coming up. Yeah, she's coming up right after this.
Check out Vinny's podcast, Fitness Confidential, on iTunes or at VinnyTortorich.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at VinnyTortorich.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.